Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another of our live in-studio performances in the series we call the Soundcheck Podcast. Streaming live on YouTube and Facebook, I'm John Schaefer. For about a decade and a half now, the rapper, singer, and beatboxer Modest Yahoo has been making a deeply personal, deeply spiritual brand of music that blends elements of reggae, indie rock, and rap together. His latest album is called Undercurrent, and we've always been delighted to have him here with us in the studio. He's brought his band in today to play some songs from that recent record. This first one is called Step Out Into the Light.
Watch the way that the wind blows. Watching faces out my window. To the people on the grind, to the country out its mind, half grins, half spun like a dreidel. No middle to my know-how. Slow down for the show now. I'm about to be alone and explain how. Wake up and walk out. Take up and take out, shake up and shake out. My team is waiting on every corner just to pull me down. They follow me around, they're in my blood as the leaves hit the ground and the wind from the willow. My only shield is the sound. My feelings releasing these sounds. Get free in these sounds, let it bleed in these words, in these nouns, in these verbs. Build a boat, take me through stormy seas till my feet hit the ground. Hit the town humming. Ancient melodies come back to me now, come back to me now. Ancient melodies come back. Stop and ask the question, like Nachman. I lose the vision, enter to the fog. Driving down the ocean to the mountain core, to a place you never gone, open up the door. To a room you've chosen to ignore. Swimming in ocean of fear, swimming through an ocean of fear. In an unknown, in an unclear. To the unknown and the unclear. Fear of your life, fear of your knife. Cut open this light, it's this world that you made examine inside. Take up and take out, shake up and shake out. Shake it off, shake up the vibe. You've been traveling the speed of light. You've been searching. Been moving all of your life. Been reaching. Light you've been taken to. Now you're digging up the gravestone, breaking up the glass house that you crave, breaking up the paved road that you may enter in the maze. Fear of the strange, fear of the waves as they crash down. Once sung like a longing once felt, like a trophy that you won and hung it on the mantle. Time to dismantle, get a handle, taking off your sandals, lighting up the candles. Now you're living in shambles. Ramble on with the bros, ramble on with the pros. Cons can't hack it with my jacket, causing a racket. Take a crack, crackle, tackle in the competition with the mission, living with my vision. But touch the moonlight. Wake up and walk out. Take up and take out, shake up and shake out, shake it off, shake up the vibe. You've been traveling the speed of light, you've been searching. You've been moving all of your life, been reaching. You've been running out of sight, you've been seeking. Disappearing into the light, the light you've been taking to. Traveling the speed of light, been searching, been moving all of your life, been reaching. You've been running out of sight, you've been seeking. disappearing into the light. Light you've been taking to.
Modest Yahoo and his band live here in our studio with Step Out Into the Light. That's a song from the most recent album called Undercurrents. Modest Yahoo singing and coming back to our studio. You warned me that I was going to like this band, and man, that was a great, great introduction to them.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, let me introduce the band. Rob Marsher doing the now classic but still impressive double keyboards at right angles to each other with his keyboard and our piano, as ever, Aaron Dugan on guitar, and sitting in the corner in Bassland over there is Jason Fraticelli and Tim Kuiper tucked away behind the drum kit. So, first of all, Modest, happy holidays. This has always been a musical but important time for you,
yeah.
This time of the year.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
So is this the 2018 version of your annual kind of Festival of Light concert?
Exactly, yes. Yes, this is the Festival of Light 2018.
And what does that entail? I mean, how is it different from a normal Modest Yahoo concert?
Mainly the disco ball dreidel. That's the main reason. And also, we light the menorah, and there's usually kind of like a spiritual, at least a moment or vibe usually in the show at some point, and it's a big party because everyone's out for that.
Right.
Someone, you might slip on a latke. I don't know, you might get hit in the head with a dreidel at some point. Just things that don't normally happen at regular shows during the year.
Hearing these songs live, you know, it's always great because they're not just a retread of what's on the record. And you hear things differently. And I missed on the record, it goes by pretty quickly, but I'm pretty sure I heard a reference to Nachman early in that song.
Yeah.
All right, so awesome. Explain who Reb Nachman was.
That's cool. You're the first person ever to ask me about that lyric.
Really?
Literally. Yeah, because I slipped it in there, and it's like the lyric is...
You're not going to slip anything by us here in Soundcheck World. You should know that by now.
Reb Nachman, for me, when I first got into Hasidus, it was in the channel of Chabad, and it was a certain way of learning and thinking that I was being taught. And I got introduced to Reb Nachman, and it was like this rebellious thing because he comes from a different school in a different way. And I was very excited about his thinking for a while, very out of the box. In a time in my life when everything was starting to feel like it was on the fringe of falling apart, mm-hmm. I really connected with a line from Reb Nachman that where he speaks about the insanity of God's madness, and he just plays around with that idea a lot. And so that was cool for me. So in that particular line, it's like I'm talking about walking into the nothing, which Reb Nachman spoke a lot about, mm-hmm. an idea called the makum pane, or the vacated space, which is where God made the world in the Kabbalah.
And which is almost, you know, when you think about it, that's almost a Buddhist kind of idea.
Very, I mean, Buddhist, yeah.
Yeah. So when you dig deep into a lot of these religions, you find a lot of similar ground, definitely.
Yeah.
But Reb Nachman, so he was a kind of a foundational figure in the development of the Hasidic movement.
Yes, yes. A lot of Jews go to the Ukraine on the holiday because that's where he was buried.
Yeah.
And he said, if you go pray there on these days, your soul will be saved by me.
This is one of the things I love about your songs, though, is like you can find references to figures like Nachman, and then in the next song, there's a line about the BQE.
Right, or the next line, literally, of the same song. Yeah.
Do you miss living in Brooklyn and having the traffic whiz by on the BQE?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Yeah, I do miss a lot of things about Brooklyn, but not the traffic on the BQE.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the last time you were here, you had just released your EP called Release the Bound, and that was sort of a follow-up to the previous LP,
right,
which both collectively told the story of Abraham and specifically the binding of Isaac.
Right, that's right.
So what happened next? What is Undercurrent in that story, if anything?
Undercurrent is like when after Abraham comes back home and has to get used to just regular life again.
Well, now that's not in the Bible, is it? It's like, here's this dramatic story, and then God says, okay, never mind. And then what?
And then you find these currents in your life that pull you back to this kind of these similar places that you were in the very beginning, almost like a cycle starting over again. But you're in a different place. But I just love the idea of, I wrote most of the lyrics from my house, and I moved up just a little bit on the Hudson River. So I loved like just looking at a lot of water imagery and thinking about currents and looking at the different currents in the rivers and stuff. And I think up there's two currents going on. I think it's like the salt and both waters mixing in and the natural water in the rivers. And I just thought it was cool how there are these currents that flow underneath. So all these things might be changing in your life. If you let yourself go, you always come back to those places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your dalliance with Los Angeles is over.
Yeah, and I moved back basically home,
yeah,
you know, to where I grew up. So.
Well, now the Hudson River Valley, you know, it's so close to New York, and yet it's another world.
Yeah.
When you look out your window, you're literally seeing the river?
Yeah, yeah, literally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, you know, I'm a big believer in place kind of impacting creative people who are working, you know, whether they realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it had an impact?
Absolutely. I wrote most of Spark Seeker in L.A. and that kind of has that kind of fun vibe to it. And then Akeda, I guess, was a mixture of stuff. But yeah, I definitely feel like that. We have a friend of mine that's an artist who will just go sit at a certain place, like in the forest somewhere in Germany or some place, you know, famous place or not famous, and he'll make a whole album of sounds just of that place, you know, mm-hmm. not just sounds, but music, all based on that place. You know,
really? Who is that?
Who's our friend? He sat in with us a couple of times.
Starts with an R.
Irasari. It's a hard
one. Oh, Irasari. Yeah. I don't know him personally. I know that.
Yeah, but I know like all his albums are basically he goes to a place and then
does that. Okay. So Undercurrent is the most recent album, and it has a number of songs, one of which you're going to do now, where on the record you can kind of hear the DNA of the original jam sessions that apparently spawned these tracks.
Yeah.
So you had jam session shaped into actual songs for the record that are now being turned back into live performance pieces.
That's kind of a cool way to think of it.
Yeah.
It's all flowing in between and returning back.
You're two streams in the same river. Yeah. That's a neat metaphor. So the one we're going to hear next is called Forest of Faith. And this one will be on the record, has this like big, long improv. So you're just going to give us the song, though, here today.
Yeah.
Modest Yahoo is my guest and performing for us with his band on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast.
Still in Mona, seven vessel, poison arrow, sparkle in your eyes, shining cold. Write it on a sign, sing it out, or keep it deep down inside. Holy, holy, holy. Am I built for my life? Am I built for mine? Start with my womb, start with my night. Make the incision, cutting up my world, stepping out into the light. Deliver what you listen to. Deliver what you listen to. Couldn't take the test of time. Building new ones, sailboat boats, chime steel rails out of river reach. Days go on and get long. Time stays strong, move on. Days counting and he leaves falling. Press a building now, you're going. Back to see your life. What a man gotta do?
Forest of Faith is the name of that song. That's off the last album by Matas Yahu, his record called Undercurrent, and he's here with us with the band. The theme of light, that appears in a number of songs on this record. So light, water imagery, I mean, it all, those are the sorts of things that we can take very easily as kind of spiritual imagery. Is all music spiritual for you?
All music?
Yeah.
Like all of the music that's in existence?
There are some people who claim that...
All music is. In a way, yeah, because I guess just because it's emotion and it's feelings, I don't know how to define spirituality, but no matter what, it's definitely, it's elevated, I would say. Yeah.
Well, I mean, any creative endeavor is an act of spirit, I mean, almost by definition.
Right.
Right. But let me ask you, let me target the question more specifically to your own practice of making music. Is that, by definition for you, a spiritual practice?
Mainly, but I mean, there's definitely different aspects to it. I mean, there's fun, and that, I don't know if that's spiritual or not, but sometimes...
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I mean,
spirituality is kind of a drag.
Right, yeah. I mean, when I think of spiritual, I think of a moment where you feel... that you kind of get out of the way and surrender to a certain kind of flow that is a shared feeling, not just that's going on inside you, but is shared between the musicians, the people in the audience. And I feel like a night is if kind of flows in and out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's sometimes it can be a struggle. It's just not always feeling that way, but there should be a general sense of that kind of going on.
You mean in any live performance?
In a live performance, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about a song on the record called Back to the Old has this couplet. When the words ran out and my voice is shot, hey there, superstar, not feeling so hot.
Oh, shit.
It seems to be kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, tweaking your own standing in the world, in the pop world, but also kind of wrestling with the idea that maybe music isn't always there when you want it or need it. Has that happened?
Absolutely. I mean, there's times when you make a transition from it going from being a hobby to a profession, and it also is your therapy, and it's also your main tool for spirituality, for your own spirituality. It has such a varied relationship with it. And then there's times where those forces don't always go together.
Mm-hmm.
There's times they do, and it's like you're getting paid and you're tapping in and it's all happening. And then there's times when it's really a struggle and like the voice is shot, you know, and the lights go on and there's no smoke and lights really.
Yeah.
And it's just, everything is just kind of flat, you know.
So what do you do when that happens?
Surround yourself with great musicians so that that doesn't happen.
This record, Undercurrent, was the first one that you produced. Was it the first record to be made in this way, where you surrounded yourself with a cast of great characters and let them kind of jam in the studio?
Oh, that's also a lyric from that. Next lyric, you have it in there, cast of characters. I mean, we produced the record together. We didn't use an outside producer, but we all did it together. And usually it's a collaborative process, even when working with like one producer or something like that. But this is the first time that we didn't bring in any outside person to give their opinion really at all about the music, you know.
Okay.
So it's cool. And then, I mean, the songs are a little long, but there's no one to say shorten those songs, but.
There is no obvious radio, you know,
yeah.
edit anywhere right. on the album.
Yeah, I mean, it has this fresh energy. Like, that's what we wanted to get from it. Yeah. We wanted to get the live feeling. We wanted to get things on the first few takes and stuff and not overload it with too much. Just have the vibe be there.
Well, now, the song you're going to do next, called Driftin', you know, on the record, this runs to like 13 minutes, you know, and it's pretty clear where the jam begins. Now, when the band is jamming, I mean, there's a tradition both obviously in rap music and in like Jamaican toasting of freestyling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you do that in the middle of a concert?
I don't usually make up too many lyrics on the spot. I used to do it more when I was a kid and stuff, and then I got into sort of saying different lyrics from different songs in those moments. So I kind of will like take lyrics from different songs, and this album is basically like one long song anyway.
Right.
So all the lyrics kind of interchange, and it kind of tells a story. It's kind of like a collage or so of different themes that will intertwine in the lyrics and the music.
So when I was mentioning before, you know, recurring imagery of water and light and stuff like that, it's not that you're recalling things from earlier songs so much as it's all of a piece for
right.
you.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Driftin' is the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And we'll hear a live performance. Once again, Modest Yahoo and the band on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast.
Square, all this talk about my look, who cares? Shallow minds just scratch the surface. 15 knew my purpose, further my instincts, make music, walk a tightrope in the circus. You say my eyes make you nervous, late night swerving, switching, where the lights get low. Lower than the lowest low, lower than where the sun go. My approach to let go, let the blood flow through the drums and the cymbals. Watch the clouds rolling and the tide moving. Watch the wave crashing, I'm drifting. Wishing on a star, make yourself into the man that you always knew you were. When the light seems so far, watch the cloud rolling, watch the cloud moving, moving and the wood drifting, I'm riffing. Wishing on a star, making yourself into what you always are. When the wind blows and the night knows, on secret, strange places we visit. Passed through so many phases, incorporated all of the phases of my rotations. Stow away my calculations. Too many invasions on my relationships pass by. Waste my time with pastime, my pastime to past line, past crimes, and pass out. Getting up so many roads, taking my time right now. After the rain, after the rain, after the hurricane, cruising up in the state early for the party with the chaps. my lip as I sip some tea on an L-I-E across NYC. Once the clouds rolling and moving, wave crashing, I'm adrifting, wishing on a star, make yourself into the man that you always knew you were. When the light seems so far, watch a clown rolling, moving, still wave crashing, I'm drifting, wishing on a star, make yourself into the man that you always knew you were, when the light seems so.
Driftin' is the name of the song. Matis Yahoo singing and beatboxing. Nice transition between Tim's drumming and your, essentially, vocal drumming on that song, which is on the most recent Matis Yahoo record called Undercurrent. So what happens next? I mean, Undercurrent came out in 2017. Have you started work on the next record?
Yes. Yeah, I started doing some songs and working with some different people, working with some different producers. Went down to Nashville for the first time and worked with a producer there. The guy I worked with was wearing a Yo MTV Raps t-shirt, though, so it was more New York than anything else.
Yeah.
But it was great. And so, yeah, I got some new songs. I'm excited. And I don't really have a specific idea or plan as to what it is that I'm trying to make. Like, I knew kind of what the last record was that I wanted to make, and this one is kind of more feeling it out and seeing which direction it's going to end up going in.
Well, now you're living in New York State Thruway country, so the references to the BQE and the LIE, you're going to have to be replaced with I-87.
I already have Whitestone to the Hutch is already a hook in the next song.
Are you like a big driver? I mean,
yes, I drive my kids to school. I do a lot of driving to hockey and into the city, and I mean, and I do like to drive.
I like to drive if I can plug my iPod in and have the
music.
Have the music going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great time to listen to music.
Yeah.
Mattis, it's great to have you back. Mattis Yahoo and the band performing live here in our studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Happy holidays. Great to see you again. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
This is Soundcheck. We up, yeah, we lit it. Sizzling fire, grand blaze, but our children blazes. We live in circle, we give it. Thrilling, making these songs, y'all feel it. Healing, that's the way to come with wisdom. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Running away, running away to the sound.